How you are doing? My name is Noel Michael Smith, and we're back with the beautiful Low Food Fitness Lifestyle Podcast. And I love bringing you these podcasts, and it's a great day out there to be doing this right now. Reigate is beaming. Reigate is on fire. We're on fire here. And if you don't know where Reigate is, look on your map, look on your iPhone or your Android device, and a home into London, and we're just on the south, down the south of London. All right, so I was having a massage a while back, quite a few years back, say about 20 years back, in the reception, reading an article from a woman's magazine. The article went something like this. The woman in question was smart, black belt in karate, attend regular aerobic classes, very pretty, because I had a picture of her. She had an amazingly great body, just finished a third year degree, just about to embark on a year in charity before she planned to get into doing her own business with a startup. It was playing in my mind for a while, and I thought to myself, that's some lucky girl, gifted. She's used that to the best of her ability. Now, I was just had to tell you this because I have a lady, and she is a lady now, that's been with me for 12 years. I've been teaching her for 12 years. And she's a great girl, or a great lady. Her name is Amy. And the reason why I'm mentioning her is because she's leaving us. And she was one of my trusted teachers. I'm going to miss her. And the reason why I mentioned that article, I always train my students to be like the person in that article, to be like the woman in that article, whether it's a guy, whether it's a girl. I always want my students to turn out like her, that person I was reading. I never met that person I read about, but she had everything going for her. And I didn't mention, the article says she had a great personality, kind heart as well. Hence the fact that she was going off to do charity work. Amy reminded me of that article. The fact that she's leaving me now, or leaving Lofu, I should say, after 12 years. And bearing in mind, she's been teaching for me for about three and a half years. And the teaching is at a very high standard. Another thing about Amy is that she became a classroom teacher's assistant. Everything she learned from that, she brought back into Lofu. And it was all good stuff. Amy's a very humble person, a very kind person. She gives up her Christmas to do charity work. I wish her the best because she's going to be missed by people in and around Lofu. I'm sure she's going to be missed by her family. I'm going to miss her. She's going to leave a serious hole in my business, gotta say. But she's going on to university and she's going on to do some other stuff. Anyway, let's get down into some stuff here. Yeah. Amy, we all love you, but life goes on. It sure as heck does. Right, so do you think you have the ability to read someone's mind? You do? Okay, tell me, how do you do that? I want to know. Come on, teach me. I love to be taught. Teach me. How do you do it? I'm only kidding. You know, no one has the ability to do that. At least as far as I know. It may happen someday, but for now it ain't happening. Anyway, reason why I ask you these questions is because you cannot read someone's mind, as I just said. So why do people constantly beat themselves up and do this time and time again? Now, if you, all right, so give me, a, all right, here's a story. You know I love my story, so let's tell this story. So person A walks into a studio, speaking to person B. There's a person C in the room. The person C is the teacher. Person A, talking to person B, says, when I do my classes where I work, the girls do not like me. And they all look at me and I could just read what they're thinking. Person C said that's the most ridiculous statement. You cannot actually read someone's mind. Did you know that? No doubt that person would argue till they're blue in the face and give you all the reasons why they think they know how to read someone's mind. But that doesn't actually tell you what the person is actually thinking. And you know, a statement that I find entirely ridiculous, and it's, I've got to say, it's usually when people are in a relationship and one person, and it doesn't matter what the gender is, whether it's a man or woman and woman or man, it doesn't matter, but in a relationship, and if there's any kind of silence, one would turn around to the other and say, what are you thinking? I never ask that question myself to somebody, and I never answer that question. because that's why it's called thoughts. Your thoughts are in your head for yourself. If you want to take those thoughts out of your head, that's what your mouth is for. That's what your lips are for. When they start flapping and words come out, that's your thoughts being projected from your brain out through your voice box, out through your mouth. Your thoughts are your own. Do you know, there's a big thing going on now with privacy on social network where the government, both in the UK and the States, want there to have a backdoor to Facebook, Twitter, and all the other social media networks. And not only that, they want it on the phones also. And those companies are pushing back. I think rightly so, because your privacy is your privacy. If they start with that, digging into your phone at will, what are they going to do to your head? Do they just inject you with some chemicals and take out all the information you got in your head by force? No. What your thoughts are your own. So you need to respect other people's thoughts also. So when you are confronted with the situation when you believe people are thinking things about you, consider this. Go into the room blindfold. What are you going to think about then? Your mind is going to be your mind. You've got no preempt thoughts because you can't see what's happening around you. You've got nothing going in. There's a skill I like to use. I mean, there's something that I'm quite fortunate. Fortunate because I do a lot of videos on YouTube and I have a DVD out and I'm filming all the time. So I constantly see myself back as a third person. And this is a good trick that actors, performers and musicians do because they always see themselves back on TV and on their own music videos as such. They can gauge themselves and gauge their tones and gauge away their mannerisms from that. And if you use that skill, seeing yourself back as a first person, it also helps your mental psyche to frequently adjust to certain situations. Seeing yourself back as a third person means that you can look at different aspects of your characteristics and according to where you are, deal with that situation at that particular time. Just imagine there's a camera looking down at you, looking down at the whole room, and just look at yourself within that camera and see the whole thing play out. It helps you in every way, I'm sure. Try it and see how you get on. You can always drop me a line and let me know if it works for you. It certainly works for me. But then again, I do have that advantage that I'm constantly recording myself. You can actually do that as well. Record yourself. A lot of people don't like to do that, but just record yourself. Just put a camcorder or your phone on a stand and just record yourself doing things throughout the day. Look back at yourself. Just look back at yourself because you might actually forget that the camera's there. You're talking to your friends, you're talking to your family, and you come out with certain things or they may say something and you react badly to it. But seeing yourself back, it helps you to adjust that mannerism in the future. You want to make yourself better at this, yeah? That's the whole idea of making yourself a better person. So there are tricks you can help because it's very hard. Have you ever had a situation where you give your friend advice or you give a family advice and then 2, 3, 4 weeks or a month down the line, a similar thing happens to you, but you can't give yourself that advice because you're in it. It's hard to give yourself advice when you're all caught up in the emotions yourself. And then that person that you gave the advice to 3 or 4 weeks ago will come back and give you the same advice you gave to them. Now, that's similar to scenario to having, imagining there's that camera in the room or recording yourself, because recording yourself, you've removed yourself from the situation to help yourself. Yep, it's you helping yourself rather than someone else doing it. It's cheaper. Man, to go see a shrink or a psychiatrist or even a friend, man, taking up a friend's time sometimes, you know, you're wearing them down with the pain and stuff that you're going through. And some of this stuff is you, it's in your own head. Yeah, called paranoia, broad bent. You know what that is? It's an area of the brain that stimulates paranoia. And paranoia leads into depression. Don't get into that slippery slope, man. So take some of the advice I just gave you. They work, it's good. Let's go on to something else. Listen to this. Listen up. All right. I could read your thoughts. You don't think I could read your thoughts? I could read your thoughts. Like, okay, I'm going to chant. Yes, I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. I've got it. But you want me to tell you? I don't need to tell you. You know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. Why do I have to come out and tell you? Huh? Because we both already know. No, I'm only messing around with you. Now, listen up. I'm just playing with the fact that say I could read your thoughts, yeah? Just say it's a thing that we could all do. What are you going to do with it? Say that person, you read that person's thoughts and they thought that your clothes was too nice and you spend so much money on your clothes, but you don't work very hard in the class. Just say they thought that about you. It may not be true, but that's what they thought about you. And you knew that for a fact because you can see, you could read their thoughts. What are you going to do about it? I'm silent because I'm waiting. Come, tell me, what are you going to do about it? You're upset because you don't want people thinking that way about you. So what are you going to do about it? You're going to beat them up? You're going to confront them? You're going to have a row? There is nothing you could do about it. So even if you did know the thoughts, why are you upsetting yourself? You can't change the way they're thinking. Everyone has their own consciousness. You cannot change that. We're not computers. They cannot be responsible for you. You've got to be responsible for yourself. You can only control what you can control. You've heard me say that before. So control your own mind. Don't control someone else's. Make a little box for yourself. Forget the box. Got another idea. It's just come to me just now. Draw a line. You could draw it in a box if you want. Hey, what the heck? You're in a box. Draw the line. You've got your left side and your right side. Your left side is everything in your control and your right side is everything out of your control. And you've got to decide what side of the line it falls on. If it falls on the left side in your control, then deal with it. You've got to find whatever means at your disposal to deal with it. It's in your control. Sort it out. Give yourself a time period. Sort it out. Make it happen. If it falls on the right side, then leave it alone. It doesn't concern you. You've got to learn to deal with the situation and leave it alone. Do not attach your social well-being to something out of your control. Control it yourself. Leave it alone. I ain't saying any more on that. You've been warned. I warn you now, ain't warning you again. You ever receive a text message or an email you didn't like? What, you have? What did they say? Come closer. What, they call you a silly billy? You got offended. Yeah, we've all had text messages and we've read them and we've gone crazy. Now, I don't get that. I don't do that anymore. And I used to do that. I don't do it anymore because I stop. It's just like trying to read someone's mind again, yeah? I don't read it. Why don't read into it? You're even more of a disadvantage here because you can't see the person's face. So you see the words, but you can't see the person's face. That's worse. That's worse. Because if you can see the person's face, as we were spoken about before, you can't read their mind, but with the raising of the eyebrows, the rolling of the eyes, the tilting of the head, all that stuff, you can come up with some kind of conclusion. Though it may be wrong, you may come up with a total wrong idea, but it is a conclusion nevertheless. When someone texts or messages you, it's just words. And words are flat. Yeah, you could put question marks and explanation marks and different accents there, but it's still just words. Do you know the human face has got over 40 muscles in it? Why do we have all these muscles in our face? It's just a face. Why? All right, so we are one of the few species on this earth that have this amount of muscles. Yeah, dogs have a few, monkeys have a few, but they can't do all the facial expressions that humans could do. Raise your eyebrows, lift your jaw, twiddle your nose, your chin and all that stuff. All this makes up your facial expressions. Yeah, there's so many you could make. Blow out your cheeks, all this stuff, you know. So what that tells you is, you heard of an emoji? All right, so you could write a message just using emojis because emojis is made up of facial expressions. Yes, it's flat, but they've got the eyebrow raising, the smile, the closing house, the frowning mouth, the smiling mouth, the crying mouth, you know, all of these different things. And that's just with the flat image. When someone sends you the written information, sit on it for a while. And if you have any concerns, then go back to that person and talk to them in person. Best way to solve that. Get it from the horse's mouth. Direct. All right, finishing up now. Now, remember, you cannot read someone's mind. We don't have telepathy, right? Just recapping. And control what you can control. Always control what you can control. One of my favorite words, it's a revolving door. Yeah, yin and yang, what goes up must come down and all that stuff. Neuralistic programming. Control your own mind. Deal with your own thoughts. Now, if anything gets on your nerves and that's a word that's used flippantly, and come into that another time, then you've got to learn to filter out. Got to learn to filter things out. So don't preempt what people are thinking. Know what people are thinking. And the only way you could know that is if it no longer becomes a thought and it's words. Those thoughts must become words for you to truly know what's in that person's head at that time. And even then you won't know, because they will be telling you stuff and then something else is in their head. So it's pretty much impossible. So don't try and do the impossible. I love you all. Catch you later. Now, if you want to drop me a line and you want to say any words, just a few words, then you could email me at lofu@me.com. Yep, got that? Take care of yourself. See you all soon. My name is Noel Michael Smith, signing out. Love you all. Boom.